Hi, folks. It's Scott from buyandselldvc.com. Have you ever thought of giving your family a lifetime of Disney vacations? What if we told you you can lock in today's rate for the next 50 years? Again, that's buyandselldvc.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my fearless co-host, live from the French Room. And if you're thinking, what exactly is a French Room? If you're not from Chicago, you don't know, but that's okay. Just it's your living room. Live from the French Room, it's Stacey Nyman. Stacey, how are you?
I'm good. I haven't left this spot for, day eight now? I'm so sick of this view that I have here, but I'm doing well. We'll talk about that later.
It's like the apocalypse version 2023 with Stacey. I'm in my house. Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'll ever say that I just want to sit down and relax again, because that's all I've been doing. And it's been a journey.
Okay. So we've got a good show for you today, but we've got a few things to discuss beforehand. And I think we both feel the same about this. We're going to talk about what's good in our life. But prior to that, we'd be remiss if we didn't take the opportunity to acknowledge a loss for the community and a loss in our hearts. So our good friend, John, and our good friends, John and Katie Kroll, have been battling cancer for the last year. It's been Katie's battle, but John has been attached to her at the hip like a husband would be. And Katie recently passed away from this and left John 5 kids after this battle for cancer. I don't have the words to describe.
No, there are no words.
Right? The community's like emotions after this, like we kind of had an idea we're going to be in this position. But as soon as it hits, it's like a car accident every single day. And Katie's not our wife. She's our friend. But like it was just breathtaking, you know. So we just wanted to acknowledge Katie and her passing and really the significance she had on the community and the kind of person that she was. And that honestly, all of our hearts are broken. And, you know, we're moving forward every day and we're thinking about her and thinking about him. But yeah, there's a hole that will never be filled after this. And
absolutely,
I think it really like codifies the fact that we always say like our community. And then when this really happens, like you really see it because people like are like in mourning, you know? So
yes.
Anyways, just wanted to mention Katie and John and all the kids that were thinking about you before.
We love you guys.
We love you guys is right. All right. So let's segue that and let's talk about the other end of the spectrum here. If you don't mind, let's talk about something good in your life. What do you got? What do you got besides the view that I see in front of me here?
Yeah. So we had a big change in our family for one of our family members yesterday. Sophie, as people probably know, she's been at the University of Tampa for the last 2 years going to school and just has kind of recently decided that she's just not happy there. So yesterday she visited Eastern Illinois University, where Ethan will be attending in the fall as a freshman, and also the Van Swolds. Kaden and Preston also go there as well. And she really felt at home there. So we're going to have another Eastern Illinois Panther at the university, or at Eastern Illinois University, next year. So Sophie's transferring and will hopefully be very happy there and find some good success. So she had a great day yesterday. So that's good.
Talk about efficiency right now. So
I know we had like one kid across the country and then another one was going to be, you know, 3 hours away. Now we have them both in the same school. It's going to be so nice to just kind of go and get everything done at once. And so it's going to be great. Yeah.
Speaking for Scott was doing, I'm sure, fist pumps, realizing he didn't have to drive down 1,250 miles, you know.
Yes, several times a year. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's outstanding. Good for her. I'm glad that she, you know, has a new path. And
exactly. Yeah.
You know, hopefully it makes her happy then. So outstanding. Yep. Really cool.
Yeah. How about you? What's good in your life?
So my kids are making the college decisions right now. We're going through the final steps on finalizing things and putting deposits down. But we are taking better steps than we were a couple months ago. If you're listening and you're like, oh, that's a long way away for my kids. My kids are in fifth grade or freshman year, or they're newborns or they're infants or toddlers. Like, that time goes by in a blink of an eye.
You blink. I know.
Right? Yes. They're there. So when you guys talk about vacations, and if you're past this stage, that's cool too, because you major respect and major props for you for making it through. But as far as like, hey, we're going here on a trip, and it's like Stacy and I are just like, we just got to get through the next week. That's all we need is just the next, right? We're not making far off plans. So anyways, want to know what else is good in my life?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something you may not know. We got another recruit for the Edcot family vacation cruise. We got another family.
Oh,
commit. Yeah.
Can you divulge that information?
Well, I'll give you a hint. They're international.
International.
They're international, meaning they don't reside in America.
Got it.
Okay, so who would this be? Who's part of the community? Who is an alpha?
Is it Cindy?
Cindy and Britt are committed to Chris. Right.
So I was hoping all along. I was kind of like, I don't see their names, but I think that they're coming. But I don't want to say anything because I'm not sure. But yay, I'm so happy.
So let me cast the spell of FOMO upon all the listeners here. So we may have upwards of 60 people on this cruise. We're almost looking at 13 to 15 families right now attending the cruise. All our goofballs and low-key and casual, maybe not Murray, but all our goofballs and low-key, and it's going to be a fun time. So we encourage you to reach out to either Tracy McCoy or Jen Bachman for details, and we're going to have just an amazing time on a Royal Caribbean. It wasn't that expensive compared to Disney Cruise, right?
Exactly.
It was affordable. So
and it's a whole year and a half away, so you have time. Like we set up a payment plan with Tracy. So every month she just charges our credit card, whatever amount we have set up for it. So it makes it really easy to save up and pay slowly. So
cool. So we've got that in the works. So please stick with us for that. And if you're interested in going, we'd love to have you. I promise you, we are internet weirdos, but we're the nice kind of internet weirdos. And if you join us in the cruise, I promise you'll have a fun time. So don't be afraid to take that step. Okay.
Yep.
On with the show. We're approaching 400, and we really had some time to think about a wacky show to throw at you. And we haven't done a draft in a while, and we haven't done like a March Madness show in a long time. So we figured we kind of combine those ideas, but we wanted to make it useful. We just didn't want to throw up like, hey, these attractions, because that's kind of arbitrary. So this is our version of a draft slash, I guess you'd say, 10-team March Madness bracket. But it's going to be things that you would pack for a day at your parks. So you're at the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, and you look in your backpack, and you've got a whole bunch of stuff. And we're gonna pit items we would throw in our backpacks against each other, and then it's gonna be posted in Edcot. It's our Facebook group there. We want you to go and decide. So we're going to throw a poll up. We're going to have 10 polls. You decide what's more important. So Stacy could say, this is not real, rubber bands, and I'll say a Sharpie marker. And then you got to decide if rubber bands are more useful or a Sharpie marker is more useful.
Yep.
Right.
And so I was talking about this with Sophie this morning, and she's like, well, I don't bring a park bag. Even if you don't bring a park bag, you're bringing something with you. What do you stuff in your pockets? What are you, you know, what are you bringing with you? It doesn't necessarily have to be in a large backpack. So maybe you're only bringing three of these things into the parks. We want to find the most important things.
And I'll speak to Sophie then into the future as she goes back and listens to this in the future, like 5 years from now. Well, she'll be a regular listener. You will bring a bag, I promise. And as soon as you're married and have kids, I guarantee you start bringing, someone's going to bring a bag. I guarantee it. So can we throw a few things out ahead of time? So let's just say that like the version of the female and male wallet, that doesn't count. That's going to be thrown out. So that automatically gets included. And I'm also going to say the phone, if you don't mind, too.
Because I agree with that.
Everybody's going to have a phone. And literally, if you didn't have your wallet on your phone, then you're in such big trouble already.
Right.
Just turn back around and go back home, you know?
Exactly.
So we're going to throw those two things out. So here's how we're going to do this. Stacy's going to go first, and then I'll retort, and then it'll switch me and then Stacy, and then we'll go through for 10 of them, if that's cool. Yep. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
You're up.
Okay, and I'm going to put out my heaviest hitter first because I don't want this to get taken at any time. And I think you probably even know what it is. It's going to be some sort of an external battery portable charger for that phone.
Nice. So you've got a portable charger, external battery, super, super, super important. Now, strategy, could I say the USB or the lightning cable for that charger, or is it included? No. I'm going to say it's included. I'm going to say it's included.
I assumed that it was included, but if you want to go that way, that would be funny because then it would be like, what's one without the other? You can't really do anything.
Right? I'm such a villain. I would think of those ways. No. So I'm going to say it's the portable charger and the phone cable. Going to be really hard to defeat that, right?
Yes.
But I'm going to say it will be. I'm going to say if you're a mom or a dad and you've got a bunch of little ones at home, how many kids you got, Stace? How many kids do you have?
I think there's four of them.
At least last time you checked, right?
There might be one hiding under the couch somewhere. I'm not really sure. But yeah.
Right. Cousin Chester. Do they all wear their magic bands?
They do. As of recent trips, I think it's become just like a fun thing to do. Even though you don't need them anymore, really. But yeah, they do wear them.
Okay. Because I know many times we'll get to the parks and I'll have the garland of magic bands in my backpack.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so I'm going to say it's your magic band because not everybody wears them. So I'm going to throw magic band and whatever magic band stash that you happen to have in your backpack against that. So magic band is going to compete against portable charger. And I think portable charger is a favorite, but you're not doing anything about those freaking magic bands.
Exactly.
So
every time Scott goes in, like, cast members are always in awe of his magic band situation because you know how you could take the little puck out of the magic band? So they sell like the little puck holders that you can use and you can attach it to a keychain or whatever. Well, okay. he bought one of those retractable what would that be called? Like you know how you can pull it out and then it goes back in because it's retractable. So he has one of that and he attaches it with a clip to his belt. And so whenever he needs to use it, he just like zooms it out and pays scans it in. And so many, like, I think almost every time he uses it at a restaurant, the cast member's like, oh my gosh, that's just genius. That's amazing.
So Scott's getting credit for pirating office supplies from work.
Exactly.
Right. All right, here we go. I'm going to go next. And I'm going to say integral in your backpack, especially if you have kids, is you've got to have some kind of snack. So I'm going to throw either candy and snack kind of combined. You're going to have snacks.
Not chocolate, though. Don't do that chocolate.
Do not do that. If there's any tip to take away from today, is that when you're in Florida, and it's anywhere from, say, March to November, if you pack chocolate, you are going to have a giant sticky mess.
Yes.
Very delicious mess, but a giant sticky mess.
I know. I mean, I would totally just take that and just lick the chocolate out of the wrapper, but whatever.
All right. So I'm going to say candies or snacks is my next draft pick.
Good. Okay. So I'm going to go with painkillers, like your Advil, Tylenol.
There you go.
To go against that. Because, I mean, I don't know what the deal is with me, but I get a headache a lot when I'm on vacation. I think it's probably the stress and anxiety that comes with it.
Okay.
But and probably some like motion sickness and stuff too. But I know that I make sure that I'm fully stocked every time I leave that hotel room with those types of medicines.
Okay. That makes complete sense. It was on my list. I actually wrote Advil because you know a long day, especially we're not spring chickens anymore. After about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Aches and pains. Yeah.
Right. All right. But you know what else can cause you to need Advil? You might be dehydrated. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say that's a possibility too as well, you know? So.
Yep.
Though I might have actually given you one, but you never know. So go ahead.
All right. My next one is going to be sunglasses.
Okay.
I have sensitive eyes and constantly am wearing my sunglasses. And so there's been a few times when I've forgotten them and had to go buy ones. And that's so, it's so irritating at Disney when it's, you know, they're $20 a pop, $30 a pop to buy sunglasses that you probably won't reuse. Mm-hmm. So I usually throw a few pairs in my bag.
What's your sunglass pair of choice, Stace?
Oh, I like the Gooders. Just they're running. They're only like they're $25 a piece usually, which is not inexpensive, but they also can take a good beating. The only thing I do have like a little word of warning for those, the reflective ones do tend to get scratched up pretty easily. Like I think any reflective sunglasses would. But any, you know, water that gets on it or anything like that, they get scratched. So I try to stay away from those. When I go on vacation, I save those for just, you know, when I'm out running or okay. out about in Chicago. So
the misery of the person that wears glasses is that you, yes. you're almost forced to make a choice unless you got those transitions lenses that change mm-hmm. is you have to decide, do we want to have intense headaches and glare all day or do you want to not see? You have to decide.
Yes.
Make a pick.
That's what I've recently joined the glasses club and I started using contacts. So like that was one of the reasons why I wanted to get contacts was so that I could still wear sunglasses during the summertime or even, you know, even this time of year. But yeah, that's real annoying. I think that some of those sunglasses places you can get the prescription or you can get, you know, you can order that separately and have them just kind of popped out and popped back in. But that is.
Okay.
That's real. Yeah.
Okay.
It can be a challenge.
Well, some of us can't wear sunglasses, Stace. So I'm going to go with a hat. You need sun protection.
That's good.
You need sun protection. And if you're like me, you're follically challenged. So you need to cover up that dome as much as possible.
I didn't even have that on my list. I give you kudos for that one. That's a good one.
So like kudos, like the old school granola bars, kudos.
Yeah, oh gosh, I love those.
Did you remember those?
Yes.
Are we showing our age? All right. So I'm going to throw a hat at you. And that's going to encompass bucket hat, baseball hat, whatever you want. Visor, like Murray's got a big old head of hair. So visor. But I'm going to throw
fedoras.
Fedora, a derby Braise. Hat, cowboy hat, right? Exactly. Any kind of hat. Go to the haberdashery and you can go and figure it out. So,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I just key onto one? Am I now getting like a mouse hair or like a Mickey hat? Does that count?
I think so. If it's a hat version.
Dang. All right. All right. You're is it you or is it me?
That would be you.
Okay, me. I'm going to skip. Well, so, Stacey, if I say the word water, which I said dehydration, and I say refillable water bottle, could it be the same? Could I say water in a refillable water bottle? Would that be one choice?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Because it's so easy to say, I'll just get it down there. I'll just get in line. Yeah. Until you actually approach that line, and it's like 17 people deep, and you're like, no, I don't mind drinking at the communal water fountain that is disgusting. So yeah. No, your well, whole
we
plan.
We were talking about this too, like when I was going over my list with the family.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always everybody's always like, oh, the hack is the water's free at Disney. You can go and ask for the ice water to go or whatever. But it's been harder and harder to find places that are convenient to go and get a cup of ice water. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's 17 people deep. And oftentimes they used to give the big cups and now they're usually just doing like the small plastic cups.
Yeah.
It's a lot less convenient. So I think if you just bring your own reusable water bottle, it makes it a lot easier, especially now when they have like the really good insulated ones where it stays cold pretty much all day.
Yeah. If you've ever waited in line for like Joffrey's to get a donut or a cup of coffee, you're like, I just spent like 15 minutes of my day to get this freaking cup of coffee. I'm mm-hmm. so frustrated. That's the line you have to wait in to get water too. So.
Right. Exactly.
But so drink your water and have it convenient for you. That's mine.
Yep, that's a good one. I'm going to go with the good old chapstick.
Okay.
It's small and easy to throw into your bag. I guess for people who don't use chapstick regularly, like my husband, that wouldn't be a must-do. But for myself, I'm putting chapstick on all the time. Or, you know, Carmex, whatever your choice, Burt's Bees. And I think just being out in the sun and probably being slightly dehydrated almost all the time when you're in Florida, you know, coming from the Midwest, you're just mm-hmm. not drinking enough, even if you think you are. Your lips get dry. So, and also ChapStick has kind of been, it's like, it really has saved me so many times. Like, we had like even a little tube of Aquaphor that you can use for ChapStick. Like, I've done things, you know, you have a little blister in the back of your foot, you put some on your finger, and you mm-hmm, can, mm-hmm. It can really like double up as different. It's a miracle. It's a miracle stick.
No one's ever bestowed the virtues of ChapStick so eloquently in their life, Stacey.
I'm really trying to sell this one.
Right. The WWE review is sponsored by ChapStick, you know? All right. I think you're up right now.
Okay. I'm going to go along. I'm going to go with hair ties. Chris, ooh, good one. This probably isn't something that you have needed to get recently, but I have recently needed to go and purchase hair ties at Animal Kingdom because I didn't bring any with, and that just annoyed me. But anybody with any length of hair, that especially in attractions, hair ties are pretty much a necessity. So, and again, another easy thing just to throw in your bag. But they also can do double duty too, to hold things shut. So if you had like a bag of chips that you weren't going to finish or something, you can just use a hair tie and keep that shut. Also multi-use.
Nice. Well, it's, you know, I didn't think about that one because you're, of course, putting your personal limitations on what you're stacking in the bag.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, so, okay, I get that. How about if I said to you that hair ties only applies to people that have long hair? That's usually a lot of females, but not all, because like Cassandra's got a pixie cut, you know, so she's not using hair ties at this point. Lord knows that Audrey might need some hair ties with mm-hmm. her lion's mane everywhere, of course.
Exactly.
But you know what I know the Callahans could use? And I'm going to speak to the Callahans.
Yeah.
They're all fair skinned. And so are yes. you. And if you're sitting outside in the sun, you just might want to go and reapply that sunblock.
Yes.
So I'm going to throw sunblock at you. Because that's pretty much everybody, with the exception, occasionally you'll get some crusty person that's like, no, I don't put that stuff on my body. I just like to consistently burn. And eventually all that burn turns to a color. But no, you need to have sunblock. So I'm going to let you reapply sunblock throughout the day. So sunblock's going to compete against hair ties.
All right.
Is it me now? Yes, right?
It's you now. Yep.
All right. You know what else is important with that ChapStick miracle fix? Once you've got that on that blister, you got to cover that blister.
So you do. That was going to be my next one.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to say a Band-Aid or about 10, because if you ever had a blister at the parks, nothing ruins that day any faster than a blister. It's all you can think about. Every freaking step is like, ow, ow, you know? So you got to have some Band-Aids in that bag. That's at least, that might be like almost like, that could have competed against number one, to be honest with you, because as soon as that happens, you're done, you know.
So. And they, and if you don't have, if you don't have Band-Aids, don't go straight to the shop to purchase one. If you're near any of first aid, they usually will have a really good selection. Like, they have huge Band-Aids, they have little ones. So stop at first aid. But I know sometimes you're just not nearby, and definitely they don't take up any space. Real easy to throw in your pocket or in your bag, just a bunch of variety of Band-Aids. So that's a good one.
Stacey, can I make a really bad confession right now, publicly in front of everybody? So my nervous habit is like, I'll find like a piece of like a piece of your like nail or something like that. Now I will do this.
Mm-hmm. And I more do the same thing.
And then like, if you're on the airplane, you're like, oh shoot. And like, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. So I stack a Band-Aid in like every bag possible. There's always a few.
Yep. So. Yeah, I'm notorious at work because I always end up having a hangnail or something, mm-hmm. and I have to go back to, I work at a clinic, so I have to go back to the lab, and I'm like, can I please have, did you pull out your cuticle again? Yes.
Okay, good. I don't feel so bad about myself.
No. Yeah, no, totally like a nervous thing too. Okay, I'm going to go with, I don't want to put that against that right now. Okay, if you're bringing a bag with you, this probably wouldn't apply to somebody who was just stuffing things in pockets. It doesn't hurt to throw a deodorant stick in your backpack. That would keep, even just for like antiperspirant, just for sweating purposes or whatever. And they also work well for chafing. I've been known to throw a little deodorant in my running bag during the marathon. If you get any chafing, you just throw it on the spot, and usually that helps too. So
that's nice.
That's gonna be my pick. Yep.
Stinky and practical, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's say you're a smelly dude and you're just walking around all day long, but someone says you, hey, you kind of smell. Right? You gotta take the deodorant out and apply the deodorant.
Exactly. You make a friend in line. Dude, you might need a little help. Here you go. You can keep it.
Exactly. I'd also like to see you in line, like say in the Pirates where the lines condense inside, lifting up the old pits, applying some deodorant right in the middle of the line. I want to see
right that. In the middle. That would be real cool. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I think you're up.
Okay. I'm going to go with the disposable ponchos that you can get at Walmart or at the dollar store. Not the big ponchos you get at Disney. Those help. Those are good in a pinch. But the disposable ones are usually like 2 for $1 and they're wrapped up super small and tight. And when you're done, you just throw it away. And then you grab another 2 from your stash in your room for the next day. And they just go right in the bottom of your bag.
Nice. Stacey, I almost feel like I'm going to say something here and I probably shouldn't. I may have to save this one for the very end. This is my Hail Mary, but you know what's worse than being wet? The bad belly.
Oh yes.
You get the bad belly at Walt Disney World on vacation, there's like it's game over. It's the end of the day, right?
Exactly. You're going,
so I'm going to say you're not bringing the bottle of liquid, but I'm saying you would toss some Pepto Tabs.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes those rides make you a little queasy. It's just nice to be able to have something, even if it's placebo effect after a ride, to be able to hand to your kid. Take those. And again, don't bring the liquid. You don't need the big bottle. Just bring the chewable tabs. It has a lot of uses that relate to sympathy, motion sickness, upset stomach, all that good stuff, you know, and you're on vacation. You're consuming a lot of weird stuff on vacation.
Right. And you never want to get into a line questioning whether you're going to make it until after the attraction. So those are always good to have.
Cassandra calls it a poop emergency. So yeah, you do there not want to have no poop emergencies in line. Is that you or is it me now? I think it's my turn, right?
I think it's you. Yep.
All right. I'm having a hard time saying this one, but you're going to have to go with me. I'm a guy. Okay. I can't believe a guy would say this, but I'm also married and I've also got 2 daughters. So I'm going to say to Steve Harvey, Richard Dawson, Richard Carr, who was ever in line at the Family Feud right here, I'm going to say extra female products.
Oh, good. Yes.
You know, of course, it comes, I know, but I've got a lot of females in my life. I know that if you don't have extra female products, if you're not feeling well, that's bad. It's really bad.
I think that's a good one.
It's bad for the guys around you because they're going to yell that. So save us. Don't yell at us. So female products.
No, that's a real good one. All right. And then I'm going to go kind of similar to yours in the last one, but instead of the after effects of the bad belly, I'm going to go with be proactive with motion sickness. Tabs or Dramamine or bromine or whatever you might use to help you if you have any sort of fear of motion sickness or actual motion sickness. During marathon weekend, I found the perfect combination for riding Guardians of the Galaxy. I'd ridden it before and got sick every single time, and this time I found anti-nausea lozenges that I had in line all the way up to the ride, and then I had taken Dramamine before that, and then I had another lozenge immediately after, and I had no motion sickness. So it's like finding that good combination can really save you if you want to have an enjoyable time, you know, on your trip. So
Stacey, have you noticed this? That as we age and like the things that we could go on before, we can't go on now. Or like the head just hurts a little more than it used to. And all of a sudden it casts a pallor on like the next like hour and a half until you get yourself some water and whatnot. So yeah, that's a really good idea there.
Yeah. Our first time on Guardians, we left immediately after that was when we were taking Sophie back to school and we went to Target. We did all this stuff and I was still sick from that ride, you know, hours later. So it's, you know, if you have any fear of motion sickness, be proactive about it.
Okay. I think you're up.
Okay. I'm going to go with these little beauties. So that's what Patrick says on Soarin', right? Or these little babies or something like that, the Mickey ears. Okay. So I'm going to go with Mickey, with your Mickey ear headbands.
Okay.
For my next one.
So are we packing them in the bag? We're just packing like an extra set or two, or are we packing the original set, or are we buying them, or just somehow we're having them?
I usually just have them. Sometimes I don't even wear them at all because they give me headaches a little bit. But one of my lounge fly bags has a special little snap that will snap them onto the bag. So it acts like a little accessory to it. But I always like to have them with me just because I think it's fun to kind of pop them on every once in a while. I guess that this is also mostly a female thing. A lot of times the men don't wear the headbands, but they can wear the Mickey ears, I guess. But that might be considered a hat. So maybe I'm double dipping with yours a little bit.
It's okay. the referee allows it. Can I just stand on a soapbox for 1 second and say,
yeah,
I love the style. I don't mind spending the money. None of the girls in my life actually wear them because they hurt. Is there some kind of defect in this design? I know Tamara, when she owned Magical Mara Designs, used to say the most comfortable headbands, and people wore them.
Right.
But like the Mickey ears, do they just
so I think that they might be getting a little bit better.
Okay.
I think that the pair, like the ones that I've had, my most recent one, or a couple of pairs, the dopey ones that I got at Marathon Weekend.
Okay.
I did not feel as though that they were that as bad as they had been in the past. It's also how you position them on your head too. So there's like certain spots that hurt less, but I mean, some people can and do wear them all day with no problems. I think it's just certain, maybe certain head sizes or shapes have a harder time than others.
But it's like all the women I know. So Stacey, here's what we need. If you're listening to this and when you vote, throw out your like favorite Etsy headband maker, because it used to be Tamara used to do it, but like give us, because we all want to be like supportive, but like if it sucks, we don't want to spend $30 and not wear it, you know, make it like
exactly.
We want good ones. But you know what I'm going to throw against those Mickey ears? As a pirate that I am, I'm going to throw a bunch of extra pins, or your pins and your lanyard in your backpack.
I like it.
Because
like two souvenirs against each other. I like that.
Yeah. You always got to have extras, especially when you're a dad. You might be wearing this dang backpack and you're not going to wear your lanyard. You got to have your pins ready to trade. And in Disneyland, they're all about the pin trading right now. And Disney World, they're slowly bringing it back. I still love the pursuit of the pin trade. I don't do it for like, I'm not trying to sell this stuff, but I love the idea of, you know, taking one off and putting one on. Mm-hmm. Occasionally you find like a really good pin. So I'm going to throw pins to trade against the Mickey ears.
Good. I like that.
All right. And now my final one here, I'm going to throw at you that you need, unless you're not technologically advanced enough to know how to do this, you need to acquire all the Disney gift cards you've been given for the year. And you need to make one pile of gift cards and not forget them if you're on the trip. And then you come back home to 19 gift cards. Bring all the Disney gift cards you have. That's my number 10.
That's a very good one. And there is a website, if you don't know this, there's a website that you can go on that you can combine all the gift cards into. But you just have to be careful that you remember which one it's on so that you don't discard the wrong one.
That's right. If like you're like the mouse, you just get like, you get like nine of them, you're just going to bring them all because like, okay, I don't trust I did this right.
Sometimes that is even better. Just put a Sharpie and write on them and everything. Yeah. So my last one, and thankfully I only have one left, is some sort of a gum or a mint that you can have.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily like chewing gum. I tend to like, I don't know if I chomp on it or something, but I tend to bite my side of my cheek or my lip every time I chew gum. So I kind of go the mint route, but sometimes it's just nice, especially if you are feeling dehydrated, your mouth gets a little dry, to, you know, pop some gum or a mint and it refreshes everything.
Nice. That's a good idea. Stacey, I had two left that didn't make the cut. You want me to mention the other two?
Yeah, just do some honorable mentions.
Honorable mention. I have eye drops. Eye drops
are good.
They are pretty important during the day, especially if you're glasses or contacts wear. And I've also got a glass case because sometimes in rides, you're like, oh, I better not wear my glasses on this ride. And you don't want to just stuck it in your pocket. You might scratch
it. That's true. I've never thought about that. And you don't want to put it in the pouch in front of you. Yeah, that's true.
So those are, look at how we've, look how we've gotten old, Stace. Band-Aids, Advil, glass cases. We've aged dramatically.
Lots of ointments.
Right? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these 10 and we're going to post them in polls in EDCOT. And we want you to vote. Honestly, it's all good fun. But like, I want you to decide what's more important. We're going to pit each other against them. So, and we're going to start winding down. If you look, if you are here just for Disney talk, by all means, this is the Dubs. Thanks for listening. But actually, we're going to have a little extra right now because, Stacey, how long ago were you in your operation? How long ago was this?
It was, I think I'm on day 9 right now. I had it last Friday. We're recording this on a Sunday. So I'm day 9 or post-op. Day 8 post-op. Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be the Dubs medical section. So we're just going to talk about Stacey. So if you want Disney talk, y'all can go. But we're here to talk about Stacey from this point forward. So just so you know, listeners, I'm looking at Stacey, who's propped up on her couch right now. So God love her for it being here. But I know the first few days were rough. You're taking pain medicine and it was just knocking you silly. But tell us all about what happened. Tell us everything here.
Yeah. So I had a tummy tuck done where they, some people don't need the muscle repair. With mine, I needed the muscle repair and they removed extra skin and kind of contoured my body a little bit. But so they found out that my muscle was separated about 5 centimeters. So that's considered a moderate to severe separation. I think that the cutoff is 5 centimeters between those two designations. So it was a pretty big separation there. So they repaired that. And the surgery was supposed to take about 5 hours or about 3 hours. And it ended up taking about 5 hours. So Scott was, you know, the one who really knew that this was happening because I was completely out during it. And so he was kind of like, why is this taking so long? Yeah. What are they doing? But thankfully the doctor, you know, came back and said that everything went really well. He said he thinks I'm going to be very pleased with everything once all the swelling is gone. But I got to stay in the hospital overnight since the insurance did cover most of this procedure. So that was good. So they covered my hospital stay. The first couple of days were rough in terms of the muscle pain. So standing up and walking was just excruciating. I was taking a couple of narcotic medicines, which were really just putting me to sleep. Mm-hmm. They did help with the pain, obviously, but I get very affected by most substances. Like if I drink alcohol or anything, I just get really sleepy. So I realized I was sleeping all day and all night, but not good sleep, about, you know, 30 to 40 minutes at a time, sometimes up to 2 hours, and then I'd wake up and kind of start the process all over again. So I decided to stop taking the prescription pain medication. It just was, I'd rather sit and have some pain than be completely foggy for the entire day. So I stopped that probably after the second day, and I've just been doing alternating Advil and Tylenol since then. But the pain in the muscle has gotten much, much better. Standing and sitting is still pretty painful. Bending over is just really, I'm not supposed to be bending over, but as a mom of 4 kids, I find myself picking things up off the floor a lot. And then I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I, like, I got up in the middle of the night, like maybe day 4, and I folded 2 baskets of laundry.
Oh, what's like, wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I was even up in the middle of the night, for one thing. And then the second thing, like, why am I, it was just, I like totally, that was totally like an out of body experience. I don't know. But so that's still painful, but now I'm going through the whole thing where I have 2 drains attached to me. The drains just constantly pull a little bit and it makes me like just achy and itchy. I'm also wearing a binder 24/7 around my abdomen, which just gets to be like, for ladies, it's like wearing a tight bra all the time. And I just want to take it off. But then when I take it off, it's hurts to take it off. I haven't been able to shower since the surgery because I have these drains attached to me. So it's like sponge baths and I'm washing my hair in the shower, you know, bent over the shower and stuff. So it's just been, it hasn't been as bad as I thought it would be, I think. But it's just a lot of just kind of laying around, which I should just soak this all up while I have it. But right. The days surprisingly go by really fast. All of a sudden it's nighttime again. I'm learning like what did I do all day? Mm. But I have about another week of just kind of lounging recovery. And then after that, I'm going to work from home for a couple of weeks. So I'll still be kind of sitting on the couch, but hopefully we'll have a little bit more movement by then and can do a few more things. Hopefully we'll have the drains detached by then and I can shower and maybe get outside for a walk too. So
I have questions.
Yes, go for it.
May I ask questions? Okay.
You can.
So when you say you have drains attached, the drains yes. are because they want the excess of fluid to drain out of the body so there's no infection internally or cause yes. excessive so smelling?
The funny thing is I didn't really know why they were there. I just knew that it just was something that they do a lot of the times. But I looked it up the other day, and I guess it's between the skin and the muscle, I believe.
Okay.
And it helps to suck that fluid out.
Okay.
And because if you didn't, you just have the fluid, you know, continuously fill into that area. Yeah. And some people would have to go in to get that aspirated just manually. And so as much of a pain as they are, people I've talked to have said that you're much happier with them than without them. Mm, so, one of my friends had this done as well, and she had them removed. She thinks a little bit too early. And she said it was much more painful to have the fluid build up than it was to have the drain in.
Mm.
So after I heard that, I'm like, okay, I'm not so eager, I guess, to get them out until I actually really am ready to have them out.
Are they at the incision site or are they on separate sides of your body?
They're
in your abdomen?
Two sites. It's like down. One of them is more toward my back.
Okay.
And then the other one's like right on my hip bone on the other side.
Okay.
So the one on my hip bone is that's one that the tape has detached a little bit.
Okay.
And that's the one that pulls quite a bit and it just annoys the crap out of me all day.
Yeah.
But it's, they're doing their job. And I have to give a big shout out to Scott because he's the one who empties them for me every 8 hours or so. He's just like gets down on the floor. He empties the drains. Like he's been such a great help with everything. So
Scott, that a boy. What are you going to yep. do? I mean, for better or for worse in the sickness and health, right, kid? You know? So,
exactly, exactly.
Okay, so what has been the most challenging thing? Has it been like using the bathroom or standing up or walking? Or like what have you
it's been
like? Been
sleeping. Sleeping has been the worst at night because I'm okay. in this position in this recliner all day. And then I have to get right back in that position and recline all night. And so it's hard. I haven't gotten more than 2 hours of sleep, I don't think, at a time this entire time. So it's like 2 hours. Usually I can go back to sleep after I wake up, but there's been nights where I've just like, I'm not going to even try. And one night I think I got up, I was awake at 1 o'clock and didn't go back to sleep at all. So it's just uncomfortable. My back hurts, you know, I'm just tired. I have to be in one position all the time. You know, I can't lay on my side or my stomach for probably the next several weeks. And so that's been the worst.
Well, we've also, and this is not, I don't say that people understand why I'm saying this. We've also had a little bit of an emotional toll.
Yes.
This last week and a half too.
Exactly.
On that as well too. Okay.
Yep.
What isn't as bad as you thought it would be? Like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, this, I prepared for way worse than this.
Yeah, I thought that the muscle pain in the stomach was going to be a lot worse than it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides standing and then sitting back down, it hasn't been that painful. It definitely hurts. It's definitely painful, but I thought it was going to be to the point where I was just like shuffling and hobbling and having to stop and everything.
Yeah.
I have a walker here that a friend let me borrow, and I thought I was going to be using the walker for weeks. I maybe used the walker for 2 days. So, and I don't really think I really needed it too much. So I thought the muscle pain was going to be way worse. But, and then after a few days, even standing and sitting, I don't have to prepare quite as much. I can really just pretty much get up. If I need to, I can get up pretty fast. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Stace, look at this. You're going to have this all repaired, and really March in Chicago, it kind of sucks, right? It's kind of mm-hmm. summery, fall, sunny, winter really fast, you know? So like
exactly.
you're not leaving the house. You're largely inside anyways, and this will get repaired for you by April, and you'll be outside, yep. like ready to enjoy the season. So
exactly.
this exactly. was good timing.
Perfect timing. Yep.
This was good timing. Well, I hope we didn't make you uncomfortable today, and I appreciate you jumping on. You said something that really caught my ear, which means you're going to be working from home. So really, you've got no reason to not be able to record a bunch of shows because now you're
exactly
past, now you're past surgeries.
Yeah, exactly. Like I could totally hop on for a like a lunchtime show or whatever if you're right? working at home right? at all. Absolutely, we can get them all done.
There we go. All right. Well, you know what? I wanted to talk about it because, you know, we thought Stacey was going to be gone for the better part of a month. Stacey was gone 1 week, you know, so we're yeah, good. Exactly. We're back and we're rolling. We're approaching 400 and we're excited. Stacey went in for the like the complete repair, you know, so she's good to go. Life is good. But, you know, like we said, we want to remember those that aren't with us anymore. And, we're pretty much done for today. So we appreciate you being part of the community. We appreciate you being part of the show. We'd like to thank you for listening to us today. And we hope we made you smile. And we hope we had you just take a moment for reflection. That's our goal. So everybody have a great day.
Bye, everyone.